We'll just continue in the Shulchan Menachem in chapter Shin Dalet Mem. We're talking about the Parsha Zohar, and the discussion involved about it's known that we say you're going to read the Parsha Zohar from the Torah mandatory. But as the Rebbe explains over here, there is no obligation bringing down from the Magen Avraham. There is no Torah obligation to read Parsha Zohar on the Shabbos that precedes Purim. That the timing for sure is only instituted by the rabbi, by the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, as he quotes here. That is not min haTorah. When we say that it's min haTorah, we mean the whole idea of mentioning Amalek and erasing Amalek is from the Torah. But we don't have to read it in this Shabbos. And the Rebbe brings out, especially, we see that the story of Amalek we read on the regular Shabbos, Parshas Ki Tse, we read it over there, and there's a minyan. So, like sometimes we find certain things you remember at different levels, like by Pesach, for example, we talk about the Exodus of Egypt. Even though we mention Egypt twice a day, we mention it every day, in the Shei Zechiris, we mention it in the morning, we do the Parshas Tzitzis for the mentioning of Mitzvahs Mitzrayim. But the idea is there's different levels, but it seems like the reading of Zechiris Amalek and erasing is actually fulfilled, can be fulfilled through other ways. And as Rebbe wrote out in detail, there's also a whole discussion how many times you have to read it. Is it every day? Is it once a year? Do you need to have a Sefer Torah? Does it have to be with a minyan? And the various different things, but certainly it turns out at the end of the day, as quoted in the Magen Avraham, there is no specific Torah law to read it on the Shabbos before Purim. So when we say it's a Torah, it's a, that we come to read the Torah, is we are fulfilling a Torah commandment, but it doesn't mean that the Torah commandment can only be accomplished through this particular reading. And that would be like, for example, when a person is putting on tefillin. So tefillin, if you put it on once a day, you fulfilled your mitzvah. What happens if you put it on for another day? One can say that you're fulfilling a Torah commandment. But that doesn't mean that you have to. You already done the mitzvah if you did it once a day. So when we say that you're doing a Torah mitzvah, what we're actually saying, it's a mitzvah Torah, but the Torah's mitzvah is not necessarily that in this order, the way it's been established. I mean, sometimes we find the Torah itself, like there is additional strength to it, like when we say Kedusha or something like that, we have a minyan which adds to the Kedusha. But even in that case, over there, in this case, if we need a minyan, according to those opinion, it just adds to the Kedusha. But it's not the point of the remembering Amalek is just the really remembering, and whether it's for the community or whatever brings down from they bring down the notes here from one of the Sfarim says that the main reading is from the Torah is because helps to erase Amalek, to wage war with Amalek. But the Rebbe points out, today we don't have Amalek, today we don't wage war, we don't have a Beis Din. So the main point of Amalek in this case is just actually to remember what Amalek did. And the Rebbe also says that when you mention it once a year, you sort of, even if it's once a year, sort of continues to flow from that. But in the Rebbe doesn't say this here, but we also know that in the interpretation, the Hasidic interpretation, the Rebbe's talks a lot. He talks about how Amalek is the idea of being cold, being maybe apathetic. So we always have to remember that's something which is important to remember every day, whether you're with a minyan, without a minyan, all the time, to be warm to matters of Torah and mitzvahs, to be enthusiastic, to be very involved, and not to just, you know, do it coldly and do it without excitement and just to be yotze, just to do it. So that's something which is important all the time. And I guess whether min haTorah or not, as the expression goes, as long as we can raise Amalek to do it, whatever it takes.